I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Economics Report. Today we look back on some top stories of 2005. In January, we heard about the retirement plans or pensions of several airline companies in the United States. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation has since taken control of the pensions of U.S. Airways and United Airlines. Also, Delta Airlines and Northwest Airlines requested legal protection from their creditors in September. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation protects the pensions of more than 34 million workers. The federal agency takes control of troubled pension plans. It says the pensions of Delta and Northwest have a total deficit of more than $16,000 million. But the agency has its own troubles. Its chief, Bradley Belt, said in November that the financial health of the agency was not improving. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation reported a deficit of almost $23,000 million this year. Last month, the United States Senate passed rules to strengthen pension plans. But the House of Representatives is not likely to vote on new rules soon. In September, fuel prices hit new highs. American drivers paid an average of $3.07 a gallon, or almost 4 liters. Damaging storms and growing demand were blamed for much of the increase. Hurricanes Rita and Katrina damaged about one-third of all oil and natural gas production in the Gulf of Mexico. The Department of Energy says problems of supply will remain until next year. As a result, most Americans will pay more for heating during the winter. Natural gas prices could increase the most. But pressure on drivers appears to be easing. Gasoline prices dropped to about $2.20 a gallon by the middle of December. This year also marked the 10th anniversary of e-commerce. To many Americans, it may seem much longer. Amazon.com opened in July of 1995. The store has received credit for changing people's opinions about buying over the Internet. How much has the Internet changed the way Americans buy things? On the final Monday in November, Americans bought nearly $500 million in goods over the Internet. That represents a 26% increase from the same day last year. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter.